There are three sections to Shmoneh Esrei. There is the Shevach, the praise, the Bakasha, or the request, and the Hodah, and the thank you. Right? Those are three parts to the Shmoneh Esrei. So all week long, we have that. But on Shabbos and Yontov, we have the Shevach, the praise, we have the thank you. But instead of request, we have a blessing on about Shabbos, about Yontif, right? So you with me?
I'm with you 100%.
So in which blessing do we say V'sein Tal Umat Levracha? So it's in the blessing
for the
years. It's Baruch Aleinu, yeah. So therefore, that's something we only say during the week. We don't do that. We don't do the middle
section. We don't say that. That's true. We don't. Of course, we don't say it during on Shabbat because we don't say it on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You do know. Right. So that's what I'm. Oh, so Jason, that's what.
Yeah.
I was just telling Henry, December 5th, this coming Saturday night, we begin the same Tawa Mutter in our davening. It's.
That was the 4th.
Yeah, it is. So let me explain. It's just the. It's a quirk in the calendar. So in Israel, they started saying it on Zion Mar Cheshvan, on the seventh day, about 2 weeks after Sukkot, to give people enough time to go home before it started raining on them. When they had the buggy and the horses and the mud, it wasn't a pleasant trip. So we didn't start praying until they got home. But in Chutz Laaretz and Bavel, so. We go by, it's one of the halachas that go by the solar calendar. And the way they figured it out, really it's a question why, like we are, in America really it's rainy season all the time. But it's really patterned after Bavel and it's a discussion why we keep this day. But the bottom line is we do. So what we do is on a regular year, see it's confusing because you need an English, it's an English date. So it's December 4th. But it's the night of December 4th. So it's Ma'ariv of December 4th. So I wonder we're taking the secular date of December 4th, but it's not until evening service until December 4th, which is really the next day. However, what certain years we do it December 5th at night, and that depends if it's a civic leap year. And I'm looking at my English calendar, a Hebrew-English calendar, and it only says February 28th this year. And you know what else it says on February 28th? It says Shushan Purim. Really Shushak, because Purim's on a Friday this year. Fast of Esther on a third. It's pretty early, the end of February. February 25th is the Fast of Esther, and Friday is Purim. But we have another fast day in this month on Friday. Friday the 25th. It's, some people might call it a different holiday. We call it the fast of it's the 10th of Tavis on the December 25th this year. So,
the fast of who?
Tavis. The month of Tavis. So when we get after Hanukkah, it'll be a perfect. We'll give a shiur about the fast of Tavis. That could be on the 24th, the day before. So either way.
Can't that fast technically fall on Shabbos, or theoretically fall on Shabbos, but technically it can't?
Well, yeah. So what Jason's alluding to is the opinion of the Avidrahm that. The Avidrahm says that Asara V'Teves, if in theory it would fall out on Shabbos, we know there's only one fast we fast on Shabbos. What is it? Yom Kippur. Even Tisha B'Av we don't fast on Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. So the Avidrahm says that if it was the 10th of Tavis, we'd fast on Shabbos. So I'll go into more detail in a couple of weeks, because the Pasuk says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh. It's So he, the Avid Drum says you have to fast on the day it says. So he, see, we can't disprove him because it, the way our calendar's set up, it will never fall out on Shabbos. But it does fall out on Friday. And generally speaking, we don't like fasting on Friday. So Tinus Esther, we'd move to Thursday instead of Friday. So therefore, the fact that we fast on Friday says there is something to the Avid Drum, but we'll have to go into it. So the point being is like this. When it's a civic leap year, so then we go by December 5th at night. So the same Talmud on a regular year, not by a Jewish leap year, by a civic leap year. So by December 4th at night, that's the norm. And on a civic leap year, it would be December 5th at night. So the issue is, it's not a civic leap year. And we're not starting to December 5th at night. So I'm just pointing out that's a very pragmatic issue, not a theological or fundamental one. Is the reason is because we would start Friday night. The only problem is we don't say the middle section Friday night. We have a different davening Friday night. We don't make bakashas. So that's why we don't say the same time. In theory and practice, we would do it. So on one hand, it comes out, it's like a civic leap year, but it's not. So it's in a quirk in the cow. It's a good trivia question is, when do we start the same Talmud on December 5th when it's not a civic leap year? And the answer would be when December 4th falls out Friday night.
But this is a civic leap year this year that we're in right now.
This, you mean this past year, this one that's ending, you mean?
The one that is coming to an end right
now. Yeah, correct, but I know, but not the upcoming one. That's a very good point. So either way, it would make a difference because if it's a civic leap year, they didn't say like on the calendar, it didn't say it starts December 4th. So unless there is. Oh, so you're saying December 2020 was a civic leap year?
It was.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
You
yeah,
mean...
December
29th
this year.
Oh, right, so therefore it was. Yeah, so either way, if it was a leap year, it would be December the 5th.
So the first time we say it should be on December the 5th.
Right, so either way, I'm saying, so if it's a civic leap year, so then December 5th we do anyway. I was pointing out that even if it was supposed to be December 4th, we wouldn't do it to the 5th. But you're right. If it's a civic leap year, so then we'd do it on the 5th anyway.
Right.
And then the question is it the civic leap year the next year or the year we're in? That would depend. So when I looked up on the Ezra's Torah calendar, all it said was, It said December 5th at night we start saying the same Talmud Mutter. So I don't know if they were making a fundamental statement or just practically. They didn't say really we should be saying it the 4th, but it's Shabbos. They just say, so according to everybody, there's no debate we begin on the 5th this year.
Right.
We'll begin on the 5th, whether it's a civic leap year or not. This year would be December 5th anyway, because December 4th at night is Friday night. Right, very good.
No,
right, and what happens if one forgets to say, let's just go over the basics while we're on the topic. What happens if one forgets to say the same Talmud Mutter?
You have to repeat.
Correct, so there's no, if you forget, if you know for sure you forgot it, whether it's December 5th at night, or whether it's the day before Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. If you miss the same Talmud Mutter and you know you missed it, you have to go back. The question at hand is, what happens if you're not sure? Which is most of, oh, I don't remember, did I say it? Did I not say it? So if you're not sure if you said it, what's the halacha? So it goes like this. For the first 30 days, we assume if you forget v'sein talal mutar, by the way, Jeff, Saturday night we begin. If you forget v'sein talal mutar, if you forget, you have to go back. But if you're not sure, so we assume for the first 30 days you're a creature of habit. So you're used to not saying it. So we assume you got to say it at least 90 times to create a habit, to create 30 days, 90 times. So therefore, we assume if you forget, we'll get into the detail in a minute. You create a status quo. So therefore, we usually continue a chazaka until the chazaka is broken. So if we're not sure if you said it, the working assumption is you're used to not saying it. After 30 days, 90 times, whatever it is, 101 times, so then we assume you established a chazaka of remembering, and therefore, after 30 days, if you're not sure if you said it, so then you do not have to go back. Let me just point out, I like to point this out, what I'm about to say is very important. It's only 30 days if you daven every day, three times a day, and on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Musaf. If someone davens once a month, you might have to wait 30 months. But if you daven once a day, it's not 30 days. As my friend likes pointing out, there's a halacha that you're not supposed to eat before davening. I don't mean shacharis. Let's say even at Mincha Ma'ariv, generally you're not supposed to have, let's talk Ma'ariv. You're not supposed to eat your meal before Ma'ariv. That's the rule on the books. However, many people, they have a 9 o'clock minyan, 10 o'clock minyan, so they can't eat. So we have a leniency of, it's called the minyan kavua. If you go every night to a 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, a 9 o'clock Ma'ariv, so then you'll remember, some say you set an alarm clock. But let me point, as my friend likes pointing out, it's not enough that there's a minyan kavua. You have to attend that minyan kavua every night. You have to be kavua for you, not for someone else. So same thing here. The fact that I said it, the fact that I daven 90 times for the 30 days, that helps me. It doesn't help you, by the way. So therefore, it's not just a magical 30 days and we're even. The point is you have to create a hergel. You have to create something that makes it that you'll remember. So therefore, yeah, what?
I'm sorry, Mr. You said we begin Saturday night with saying...
That is correct. So there's two possibilities why we begin Saturday night. It might be a civic leap year, as Henry's pointing out. If it's a civic leap year, so then we start December 5th. And even if it wasn't a civic leap year, December 4th is Friday night, so we can't say it because it doesn't exist. In fact, so therefore that's the halacha. If you know you forgot it, you have to go back. But if you're not sure, so if you're in the middle of creating a chazak, So what some suggest, based on the Maharam Mirutenberg, is if you want to avoid the problem of when you're not sure to go back, do you know what the solution is? I'll tell you. So they recommend, let me just turn to this spot here. See, we say the same Talamutra in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, the blessing of prosperity, of parnasa. So if you say veskom, because you can't just say the words v'sein talal matel avrach in a vacuum. You're not going to create any chazaka. You have to do it in the context. So they say at least you got to take veskomine sivuasa latova v'sein talal matel avrach al panei adama. In other words, if you take a couple of words before and after, and then you say it 90 times or 100 times, you could do it one night and you could create your own chazaka. That's a debate, but we paskin that it's okay. That's a debatable point. But la halacha, yeah. So therefore, if you want to avoid the the issue of Suffolk. See, what they do is on the other ones easy. The Maharam of Nuremberg, he actually said it by Mashiv Aruach Morid Hagashem. So when do we start saying that? On Shmini Atzeres. And in Israel, it's Simchas Torah also. So what people do is, on Simchas Torah, you know, people are singing. So in his yeshiva, they started saying, they started singing the song 100 times on Simchas Torah, so they created the chazakah, so therefore you didn't have to go back. So so that's one way of avoiding it, but if you're not, that, it's a suffix. Let me ask you, once we're on the topic, let me ask you another question on it. I guess this will be this year. But so let's say next Friday, this Friday you're okay. If you don't save a saying Talmud Mutter Lebracha this Friday, not, you're better than okay. You should not be saying it. Next Shabbos, wow, it's next Friday. It will be Friday Chanukah. It will be the first day of Chanukah. So you, oh, there's a lot going on. A lot of, you'll be saying Al Hanisim, and you'll be adding in Baruch Aleinu, you'll be adding the same Talmud Mutter Lebracha, right? You with me?
Right.
So let's say I forget. Let's say I come to shul, or if I'm davening on Zoom, however I'm working it, or I'm just davening at home, and I daven mincha, and I leave out Al Hanisim at mincha next Friday.
Yes.
Do I have to repeat my Shmona Esrei? No, yeah, well, either way, well, if I remember, well, let me clarify the question. If I remember, I finished davening mincha, and it's still more time to daven mincha, and I realize that, do I have to daven over? You're right. The question would be, if there's no time left, then I have to daven Meir, if that is correct. But the answer is, you don't have to worry about it. The answer is no. If you forget Al Hanisim in davening, you do not have to repeat. You with me or not?
Wait a second. I want an explanation.
Al Hanisim.
Where is Al Hanisim? We say it at the end. We say it in the last section, in the praise section. I mean the thank you.
Yeah, but why does that change? When does that change?
If we start saying it after Modem Anachnuach, so then we say Al Hanisim, Al Perkon, and if you're not sure which holiday it is, I'll tell you right now, it's Chanukah. So you say Bimei Matis, don't say Bimei Mordechai, say Bimei Matis Yo. Yeah, go on, what?
Wait, I have to look that up.
So Jeff, you had a question? What were you saying to me?
No, I'm listening to what. I don't get the reason why you don't.
So the reason is because it's only a minute to say it, and therefore it's not ma'akev. So, however, what happens? What?
Really?
Yeah. So what happens? What?
It's just a minute. You mean that addition to Al Hanisim is just a minute? It's not part of the
Knesset
Gedolah.
The third is Al Hanisim, right? Of course.
Right. That's the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about it. Yeah, but. Yes, it's because that's how we know, because we don't go back for it. It's not considered a chaluk of the davening, if that's what you're getting at.
Would you go back for Bimei Mordechai?
Oh, no, because that's right. By Al Hanisim, I mean the generic Al Hanisim. It's Al Hanisim and Bimei, Well, if you said Bimei Mordechai instead of Bimei Matis Yoh, you mean? Or you're just saying you just mean?
Even on Purim, and is there any connection with the fact that they're both rabbinic holidays?
So number one is they are. Number one, they're both. Yes, yeah, so number one, they're both Rabbanan, that plays a role. But also, it's not, we consider it, there was a it's Gemara and Shabbat, I think, goes in a debate whether you should put it in. We conclude that, we do it, but we don't have to go back. It's not considered a chaluk of the, it's an added extra. One should say it, but same thing with benching. If you forget it, you don't have to go back. That's just, but see, by bench by benching enough to go back because there's no Chiyuv Suda on Chanukah. But I'm saying it, but we assume for the but by davening, it's not a chaluk of the davening, so you don't have to go back. However, what about saying Talamata Gavracha if I forget it next Friday and I don't say it? So what do I have to go back if I forget it? No. Right, the point is it's Friday is my point. But it is Erev Chanukah. I'm saying Friday at Mincha, you forget V'sein Ta'o Mutter. Do you have to go back?
If you remember that it's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, then why would you forget it on Friday?
You'll be surprised. Your mind works in a funny way. Sometimes you remember, sometimes you... We're not getting into the whys. We're saying it happened. We could come up with...
Can you daven Mincha twice Erev Shabbos? That's the question.
Correct.
That's the problem. Can't daven Mincha twice on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, so the answer is a definitive yes. There's no, because it's no different than Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We say if you... So you have to repeat it, but that's... I'm just stating that fact. However, the case...
What?
There was none.
Oh.
I didn't get to my question. I'm just stating some facts so you'll understand. I want to make sure you understand the basics before I get to my question. So I just want to clarify, if you don't say V'sein Talamatu, you have to go back. And you would have, if you remembered and it's still before sunset, you would daven right then. But our case is, you daven Mincha, you left out V'sein Talamatu, and then Friday night, you're in the middle of Ma'ariv, and you remember, wait a second, I can't believe it. In spite of what Henry said, I said it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I still forgot it on Friday. And I want to know now, do I have to daven two Shmona Esrays Friday night?
Of course not.
Of course not? Or of course, course yes?
Make requests on Shabbos.
Right, go on. So therefore what?
You ignore it. I mean, you know, we weren't supposed to say it anyway.
I suppose, so you're saying is, if I forget V'sein Talamata Friday night, then I did, I mean Friday Mincha, and I remember Friday night, I just stop in one Shmon Esrei and move on. Is that your vote?
So.
Okay.
Yes, so.
Everyone, anyone agree, disagree?
I think you might have to wait until after Shabbos to say it.
That would be too late, yeah. No, but that's not my question. Everyone agrees I'm not going to say V'sein Talamata. The question is, do I have to daven two Shmona Esrays? So, let me ask you a reverse question. Let's say I forgot Yalla V'Yavo. Let's say you forgot Yalla V'Yavo the last Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Let's assume Rosh Chodesh is over Tuesday night. You can pick any night you want, but I'm just picking. So therefore, it's either a one day Rosh Chodesh or it's Monday and Tuesday. So the last Mincha, I daven Mincha, I left out Rosh Chodesh, and I didn't remember until Ma'ariv now. Do I daven a second Shmona Esrei or not? I'm definitely not going to say Yalla V'Yavo, but do I daven a second Shmona Esrei?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. You see?
Okay, I skipped a step. Let's assume. I didn't skip a step. But I just want to give you another fact I might be taking for granted that you know. But so I'll just tell you what it is. I'm sure you do know, but I'll just say it over. Is, let's say Mincha Rosh Chodesh, you forget Yalla V'Yavo, and then you remember right away before nighttime. Do you have to daven over again?
Let me think. I would think yes, because it's
not Rosh Chodesh.
You don't lose. I mean,
correct. So that's Talach. I wanted to clarify. So if you forgot Mincha Yalla V'Yavo, and you remember it after, you daven over again. That's not a debate. Everyone agrees to that. So now the only difference is everyone agrees you forgot Yalov Yavah. The only difference in my case is you remembered it was Rosh Chodesh was over, as opposed to remembering, well, so do you have to daven a second? So Jeff's saying no, and everyone else is abstaining. So,
even if you assume, which I'm not sure is true, that your first mincha is defective because you left at Yalov Yavah, even if you assume that, which I'm not sure, saying a second Shmoni Esrei, how will that repair the first one?
So in general, the question is, why if I forget Yalov Yavah, let's say our mincha case, and then and I remember right away, why do I have to daven over again?
Because that's more
you have to daven. There are two possibilities. Everyone agrees you have to daven over again if you remember and it's still Rosh Chodesh. But what's the question? The question is, do I view it as I got credit for Mincha, I'm just lacking the special mentioning of Rosh Chodesh, and our rabbis tell us I can't fulfill the mitzvah in a vacuum, I have to do it in the context of a Shmoneh Esrei. But the only reason I'm repeating is because of Yalov Yavah. Mincha already, I got my mitzvah Mincha, or do I say no? A Yalov Yavah without, a Mincha without Yalov Yavah is a zero. It's like I didn't daven mincha at all. And that's why I have to go back. So that's the question. Either is it like I got credit for mincha, I'm going back for the chi of haskara, or it's like I didn't daven, what's the practical difference? The practical difference is our case. Let's say the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh, you left out Yalov Yavah, but you don't remember until nighttime. So now would I have to daven a second Shmon Esrei? If I assume I already got the mitzvah mincha, this is what Jeff is basically saying. Jeff is assuming you yotzei the mitzvah mincha, mincha you got. The chi of haskara you missed, but you're not going to get it anyway. Rosh Chodesh is over, so what's the point? There's no gain by repeating a second Shmon Esrei. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda. And the Rif and the Rush disagree and say, or the Rif disagree and says, it's like, it's no different than not davening mincha at all, because Yalov Yavah without, mincha without Yalov Yavah isn't a mincha. That's what would depend on that issue. So we paskin, we generally go with Rabbi Yehuda, that we assume you are Yotze, but what we do is we cover ourselves. So what the Mishnah Berurah says to do is, if it happens to you the night after Rosh Chodesh, you daven the first Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv, and then before you get, when you get to the second one, you make the following stipulation. If the halacha is that I have to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei, this is my regular tashlumin. But if I was Yotze and I don't need this one, let this be a tfilas nedava. Let this be an added extra tefillah. So therefore, basically, we cover ourselves. But strictly speaking, we probably go with, I'll prove to you, but that we go like Rebbe. But basically, that's what we do. We cover ourselves. We do both. You got that? You with me? Okay. So it happens Tuesday night. We dive in two Shmoneh Esreis. Okay. Now let's move to Friday Mincha. Mincha. I said Allah Nisim, but I left out the same Tala Mutter that's coming December 11th. It could be the 11th, the 18th, the 25th, any Friday, any upcoming Friday, I daven Mincha, and I left out, what? So, but let's forget Tala Mutter for a second. I'm assuming it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Thursday night, Friday. So the last day of Rosh Chodesh is Friday. So I'm supposed to daven Yalov Yavah. So I daven Mincha, and I forgot Yalov Yavah. So what do I do Friday night? I daven Mincha. So we said if it happens Tuesday night, I daven two Shmoneh Esreis. So I want to know, do I daven two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night also? Jeff?
I would say no. It's a different Shmoneh Esrei. Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei repair a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. They're quite different. It's in the Bakasha part, you know.
Okay, so let me ask Akash on you. If someone, let's move on to Shabbos, Mincha Shabbos, you had a nice cholent for lunch, and you went to sleep, you woke up, it was Ma'ariv. So you didn't daven Mincha. So do you daven two Shmoneh Esrei Saturday night or not? The answer is yes.
If you miss, you have to do it again.
Exactly. Even though you're going to dive in 2 weekday Shmoneh Esrei, Tashlumi always goes by what you're doing now, not what you miss. So therefore, that's not the reason, Jeff. The fact that it goes from Chol to Shabbos isn't the reason. You're right. Your answer is correct, but not for the reason you gave me. So the answer is Friday night is different for another reason, not because you're changing from Chol to Shabbos. There's another halacha that the Rambam writes, where's the concept of Tfilas Nedava based on? It comes from a Karban Nedava, that a person wants to bring extra Karban. So therefore, you could bring an extra carbon during the week, but we don't permit you to bring a voluntary carbon at night. You're only allowed a machal Shabbos on one that's mandatory. It's a seabor. So therefore, they point out that we don't bring a, so if Tzilas Nedava is patterned after the carbonos, so therefore on Shabbos, we don't do a Tfilas Nedava either. So we don't have the option. So on Tuesday night, I can make the stipulation. Yes. But I can't make the stipulation Friday night because I can't make a, I'm not allowed to do a Tfilas Nedava Friday night. So what do we do Friday night? Friday night, you got to take a stand. The halacha is you would not repeat a second Shmoneh Esrei. So we see it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says you don't have to go back. In other words, that shows, unless of course we're just saying it's a sfeika d'dina, we don't know how we paskin so sofrek bracha, or not. But either way, the answer is you would not do a second Shmoneh Esrei Friday night because it's you can't do a Tzilas Nedava. Comes along the question that now we get to Talo Mutter. Let's say this December 11th, I daven Mincha. I left out Talo Mutter. I remember Friday night when it's Shabbos. Do I say two Shmoneh Esreis or not?
Friday night.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yes, Henry, what did you say? I didn't hear.
No, I don't have an answer.
Okay, so I'll answer. So it goes like this. So there's a halacha that, let's say you forgive his saying Tal Matam Baruch Aleinu. So I didn't mention this before, but you can make it up in Shema Koleinu. Masha Baruch Mor HaGeshem, you can, once you start Atah Kadosh, it's too late. But you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah, that's by the way. If you, let's say you forgot it in Baruch Aleinu, and you're in Shema Koleinu, you can insert it there. But either way, we'll get into that more another time. So the point being is like this. So the question is Vesein Talom, in other words, Vesein Talom Mutter, do we treat it like Rosh Chodesh? It's like a special, it's like an addition to the Tefillah? Or do I say Vesein Talom Mutter during this time of the year becomes part and parcel of the Shmoneh Esrei? In other words, is it Do I view it like a yal of a yavam? It's an addition. It's a hosafa. Or do I say no? This is the davening. This is the text. So when I miss talal matzah, am I missing the actual text, or I'm just missing the hosafa? Either way, we assume generally you go back. But so Rav Svi Pesach Frank says it's like yal of a yavam. Because what's his proof? His proof is, he's saying, it can't be inherent, because the halacha is, if I don't do it in Baruch Aleinu, I can make it up in Shema Koeinu. If it was inherent to that bracha, how could I move it around? But Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the briskers say no. They say, they hold that Tein Talamater is inherent to it's part and parcel of the Nusach HaTzvilah. So therefore, what's the practical difference? So if you're a brisker and you forget, you daven mincha and leave a Sein Talal Matzah out Friday night, so Friday afternoon, and you remember, so according to them, it's like you didn't daven mincha. So if you didn't daven mincha, so everyone agrees you got to daven two Shmona Esrei. So if you're a brisker and you forget, if you go like Rav Chaim and you forget the Sein Talal Matzah, you'd have to daven two Shmona Esrei Friday night. However, that's not the accepted psak. That's not the norm. If you're not a brisker, you're like everyone else, the normative psak is more like Rav Svi Pesach Frank, who says it's like Yalo V'Yavo, and therefore we view it as a Chi of Haskara, or whatever, and therefore we usually go back, but in a situation where, so it's the same, we can't go back because we can't make, this like by Yalo V'Yavo Friday night, we can't dive in a second Shmoneh because we can't make the Tanai about a Nedava. Same thing with, according to Rav Chaim, it's the Chiyav, so there's nothing to talk about. So you Chayav the Daven over again because you missed Talal Matar. It's part of the Davening. And therefore, but if we hold it's not inherent to the Davening, so it has a Din of Yalo V'Yavo. So just like we pass them by Yalo V'Yavo, you don't go back because you can't daven a Tfilas Nedava, so too we paskin like that. So halacha l'maisa, so let's review then. So if you forget the Talal Matar, you know you didn't say it, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And if you remember later, you have to daven the second Shmoneh, you need Tashlumin, because that's only if you know. If you're not sure, so 30 days, assuming you daven every day after that, you wouldn't. But if you know, you have to go back. So he said, why do you have to go back? So you have to go back because it's inherently part of davening. In other words, how do we view a Shmoneh Esrei without Talal Matar? If we view it as a Shmoneh Esrei, except you're lacking Talal, so then that's like Rosh Chodesh. If you view it like differently, you're saying no. But Shmoneh Esrei without Talal Matar is a nothing. It's like I didn't daven. So therefore, So the equivalent would be is, if you forget Yalo V'Yavo on Tuesday, so we'd go back and repeat two Shmoneh Esrei because we'd say we make the Tanai with the Nedava. But Saturday, Friday night, we wouldn't go back because we can't do an extra Tefillah. And we pass that way. So during the week, you do a second Shmoneh Esrei with the stipulation. Well, halacha, we assume Friday night, whether it's Yalo V'Yavo at Mincha, or whether it's Talal Matar at Mincha, we assume you would not daven a second Shmoneh Esrei Friday night, because we assume you already yotze your mitzvah of Mincha, you're just lacking in the Chi of Haskara, and since I can't say Yalo V'Yavo because Rosh Chodesh is over, or I can't say Talal Matar because there is no middle section, hence, it's me'uvos l'yachol, there's no way I can make it up, and therefore, I just move on. I move on to the next one, yeah. Very good, any questions?
I'd have simply to say, you know, last night, we attended the remembrance of the Rav Itkin, that's